Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 9. It's tough to be a bug. Welcome to episode number 9 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into your Disney World memories. Today's episode is It's Tough to Be a Bug. It's a trip into the world of bugs, go figure, where you will be entertained by a 3D movie and audio animatronics that show you some entertaining characteristics about bugs. It's very similar to Honey, I Shrunk the Audience at Epcot, but not nearly as intense, I think, and a little bit more lighthearted and, you know, just a bit better in general. It opened on April 22, 1998. It was based on the soon-to-be-released Disney Pixar movie A Bug's Life, but it opened even before that movie ever even hit the theaters. Pretty cool, huh? The bugs in the movie are part of the Tree of Life Repertoire Theater Players. You can find this out by looking at some of the posters on the walls outside of the theater as you're coming in. Take a look and see some of the different performances that they've also done. It's pretty funny, in fact. The audio animatronic Hopper is one of the most advanced AAs ever created at its time. It's got very fluid movements and the ability to appear almost out of nowhere. Really difficult for the Imagineers to take into try and design. The audio you're about to hear is some really good audio of the attraction that I recorded on a recent trip in December to celebrate my anniversary with my wife. The two of us were able to walk straight up through the doors with her parents and get there just in time for the show, no line at all. And it wasn't a very packed house, so you get to hear good audio of both the show as well as good responses from the crowd and the audience. Really good. Listen for all the little nuances, the little things, like some of the responses by Flick that I never actually caught before because people were either laughing too loud or screaming. It's really quite amazing. So without further ado, here is It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Throughout today's performance, please refrain from buzzing, stinging, and pollinating. And no chirping. Thank you. And now, put your wings together for the host of our show, everyone's favorite ant, Flick!
Special bug eyes. Go ahead, put them on. Neat, huh? Yeah, now you're all honorary bugs, so, on with the show.
Accuracy. I never miss.
This is
Paul!
Attention, please. We ask that all honorary bugs remain seated so the beetles, maggots, and cockroaches may exit safely. At this time, gather up your personal belongings and take your small grubs by their grubby little hands as you enter. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening. As always, if you'd like to find pictures or details about It's Tough to Be a Bug, please visit my website at www-memories.net. Also, I'd love to hear from you, so send me an email, leave feedback on iTunes, somehow get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. It'd be great. Also, one last thing. Here's a little contest that's going on for a t-shirt from the PodFest meetings. So take it away, guys.
Hi, this is Cindy from the Bare Necessities segment of the Let's Talk About Disney podcast. And it's time to start playing Bare Necessities Jeopardy for the podcast personality signed Mouse Fest shirt. A picture of the shirt can be found in the Let's Talk About Disney forums under LTAD Contest. Look for the thread titled Mouse Fest Signature Shirt. Okay, let's get started. Bare Necessities Jeopardy is played where we provide the answer and you come up with a question. For example, this innovator was the creator of Mickey Mouse. And the question would be, who is Walt Disney? Okay, the category is Independent Disney Podcasts, and there are 10 answers, so you need to come up with 10 questions. Number 1. Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas, is the way each episode of this podcast begins. Number 2. From the LTAD podcast, Mike figured out that this and a computer don't mix. Number 3. This is the official present opener of the Disney Hub podcast's 12 Days of Christmas. Number 4. The Meandering Mouse reported on his show that this extinct Epcot attraction logo can be found in the Mission Space queue. Number 5. In this episode of Bringing Disneyland Home Video Podcast, you can blast from 0 to 55 miles per hour, then dip, loop, and scream your way to the end. Number 6. On Mouse Tunes Podcast, Lou and Nathan agree to disagree. This is the one WDW attraction in the Animal Kingdom that they just never seem to see eye to eye on. Number 7. Squirrels are not a welcome dinner companion for these show hosts. Number 8. This is the proper name of Old Doc Scopa's magical elixir. Number 9. On Trapped on Vacation, Earl removed this with the help of his new gas grill. And number 10. From the Beyond Main Street video podcast, Bob might be the anti-Disney to Lou's Disney, but this is how many more times that Bob has been to Disneyland than Lou. All responses must be in the form of a question and must be in order. A copy of these answers can be found in the Let's Talk About Disney forums under LTAD Contest, Mouse Fest Signature Shirt thread. Send your questions to contest@letstalkaboutdisney.com or the host of this show. Contest ends on February 3rd, 2007, where at that time, a winner will be drawn from the contestants with the most correct responses. Once again, remember to send your responses in order as they were announced and in the form of a question, and good luck!
So thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Bye!